Good morning, Audio B World. Robert's here, RJNet. You know who I am because you've clicked on a button that says RJNet. So I don't know why I introduced myself. Anyway, it is Saturday morning. It is about 8:30. In about 50 minutes, Vance and I are due at the vet. Nothing bad this time. Well, nothing bad for me anyway, apart from the drain on my wallet. Vance is due his rabies jab to hopefully boost him up for next time he needs to go abroad. However, I'm not quite sure. I may well have missed the date by a few days, in which case we'll have to go around the cycle of giving him a rabies jab, having it tested, and filling out the pet passport again, which is going to be even more expensive, but never mind. These things happen. It all, I might learn one day. Right. Sorry, I've just distracted myself just for a moment there. Hold on. Sorry, my rather sleepy brain was trying to work out how it could be that I've had Vance for 3 years, but I did the rabies jab stuff 2 years ago. But I did it in the first year I had him. I'm sure there's a reason here. Never mind. Anyway, my reason for booing is I have a rather delicate thing to do. And I thought you might like to join me. You can turn off now if you don't want to join me. I need to provide a doggy urine sample to check that his liver and stuff are working. And stuff, of course, is working fine despite all the painkillers and anti-inflammatories and stuff that he's on. I haven't got the faintest clue how you're meant to take a dog urine sample. So, since I don't know, and I don't know if you know, you can come with me and enjoy this. So, I'm getting up. Give me a second just whilst I make... in fact, I'll just pause it a moment. Right, I'm now reaching for the windowsill where I very cleverly stowed the apparatus for this delicate exercise. And we shall just have a look at what we have here. Right, what it seems to be is a long piece of paper. No idea what it says. And it probably has important instructions for taking dog urine samples. And then... how do we get into it without ripping the bag? Must be a way. Well, basically inside there's a sort of normal tube that you provide a human sample in. But it's inside a sort of sealed bag thing, and I'm imagining that it needs to go back in this bag, so I don't want to rip it. But I can't work out how you get in. Maybe shake it really hard. Can it come out then? It's got a rattly bit as well. Maybe that's the lid. Why is nothing ever easy? I should have asked about this when I took possession of the article. Okay, a piece of paper's perforated at the top and the bottom, but I think that's just where it's been torn off a strip of similar items. Sorry, this isn't just a minute. I'm not trying to avoid saying the word. It's just my brain. It's very slowly turning. Oh dear, it's turning very slowly even. Oh, for pity's sake, how on earth did you get this thing out? I'm going to have to rip it in a moment. But I really don't think that's the way to do it. Okay, the reason why I don't think it's you have to rip it is because it seems to be sort of doubly sealed all the way around the piece of paper. So,
Maybe I have to open, get it out through the piece of paper. It is, in fact, if I feel there, I don't know whether that's a label just stuck on it, or whether it's a way in. Goodness knows, I'm going to break the bag. Here we go. See if I can break the bag. I can't break the bag. Oh, this is just a disaster. It's a disaster, Vance. I need to take your wee sample. Ah, there we go. Come into the bag. I'll just have to put it inside a zippy bag and they can sort it out for themselves. Right. Make the hole big enough to take the thing out of. And out comes the... Ooh, that looks not, it's not how I expected it to be. Ooh, very interesting. Right, okay. So, what we have in here is the usual pot. But we also have, very helpfully, a sort of chute-like thing. It's like a trowel that you might dig in the garden with, but it's made of plastic. And at one end, it has a sort of round bit. I don't know if there's a reason for the round bit. Hang on. Yes, there is a reason for the round. Oh, how very clever. What we do is we unscrew the top of that. And that. Yes, yes. Wow. Wow, how about that then? I don't know why it's making me laugh, but... Okay, so what we actually have now is, instead of a trowel, if I put this the right way up, it's like a sort of basin with a slanty floor to it. And then, if I take the lid off the pot, as I've just done, and attach the pot to the bottom of the trowel thing, there's a little hole in the bottom through which Vance's urine will drain. This is amazing. Right, join me on the way outside in just a moment. Well, at least the promise of this most exciting task has got me up this morning. Vance is sniffing the sample thing. I better not put it too close to him because it's probably meant to remain sterile. Right, I'm going to take off my watch because I fear this could be messy. I've also put on a short sleeve shirt. I guess I get dog urine all the way up my arm. I could do with one of those sinks you get in hospitals with the really long handles on the taps so that I don't have to touch them. Should I have hands that are coated in dog urine? Right. Okay, Vance, are you ready? You wait there. Wait. Thank you. Right. Come on, then. So as he comes, a few leaves on the ground here. Early morning, dewy air. Busy boy, Vance. Busy, busy. Busy boy. Some cigarette smoke from somewhere. Aha. Right. Sorry about this, Vance. This is very undignified, isn't it? I've made a... And he's moved. Right, hopefully we got it. I did get it all over my hands. But we got loads of it. It's overflowing. I think they make these things for terriers rather than German shepherds. Okay. What do I do to get rid of this? I'm just going to have to get it on my hands, aren't I? Right, unscrew that. Okay, that drains out of there. I'm going to leave this out here because I have... This is a plastic thing. I have no wish to take that indoors right this moment. Right. Vance has gone inside in disgust. I'm not quite sure now how I put the lid on this without getting urine all over everything. Right, I'm holding it out in front of me. Right, I found the top in my back pocket.
we should be able to screw this on. Wonderful. Sorted. Should give that a rinse under a tap. Ugh. Hello, Vance. That was an interesting experience, wasn't it? What did you think? Right, I'm going to just go and wash my hands and rinse this thing because it seems like a clever bit of multitasking to me. Bear with me a moment. Trying not to touch anything with my hands on the way through. Oh, and the bathroom door's shut. Oh, no, it's not shut. Okay. Okay, right. Right. Out my elbow. Drop canister into the bottom of the sink, like so. How do I turn on the tap? Right. Out comes water. Rinse hands. Thoroughly. Just take the canister out of there so I don't give it too much of a dousing. Okay, we'll just rinse the canister properly. Right, there we go. We are sorted. One specimen of dog urine. Wonderful. I have to say, that was a lot easier than I expected it to be. I didn't realise that they'd put in place a rather useful chute. And all I had to do was... I did it so quickly, actually, that I didn't have time to explain it. But very briefly, I waited till I heard the urine starting to come out. Made a leap for the underside of Vance. Felt for his gentleman's apparatus. And in a rather undignified way, stuck the plastic implement right underneath it. And hey presto, it filled up right to the top and past the top with urine. How wonderful is that? Right, I need to go to the vet. Fairly quickly, actually.